This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, November 11th. God's word for you today is the rain. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 55 verse 10, and it says, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Psalm 123 verse 1 to 3 says, "I raise my eyes to fix my gaze on you, for your throne resides in the heavens. Just as the eyes of servants closely watch the hand of their masters, just as a maid carefully observes the slightest gesture of her mistress, in the same way we look to you, Eternal One, waiting for our God to pour out his mercy upon us." Just like the psalmist, many times we see David saying to the Lord, "My soul will wait for you," just like the watchman for the morning or the hungry for the bread. David was a king. He had all the resources at his disposal. He had the Niles and other rivers, but David looked to God alone as his source, his God. Rain is so powerful, and we need to understand where it comes from. Deuteronomy 26 verse 12 says, "The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none." Open heavens mean experiencing an outpouring from the storehouse of God's bounty. And just in case you do not know what kind of rain this is, I know some people say it is spiritual rain. And yes, there is spiritual rain that comes from and by Holy Spirit. It is huge and powerful, and it controls everything that we do. But God says, this is what it is going to amount to physically. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. Acts 14 verse 17 says, "Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your heart with joy." Interestingly, scientists say that there is no evidence of rain in any other planet in the universe. We are the only ones that have it, and that is beautiful. The awesome work of an intelligent designer. The closest to what we have is a planet where it rains diamonds. But humans cannot access it because lightning strikes about 500 times every minute. That is what cracks up the carbon structure and makes them into diamonds. So those diamonds are protected. Trust human beings. They will find their way there. I am sure someone reading this is thinking about it even right now. Rain is significant in different dimensions. The biggest significance of rain for us is the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 44 verse 3 says, "For I will pour out water to quench your thirst and to irrigate your parched fields. And I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your children." As the heavens are opening, open and has opened over us, there is going to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Rain signifies abundance. Rain is not gauged. It pours and it brings about an abundance of harvest. Rain signifies favor. Deuteronomy 26 verse 12. Please read. Rain signifies fruitfulness. Isaiah 55 verse 10. Please read. As the heavens open, there will be fruitfulness in every area. Let us pray. Father, send your rain and bless all the work of my hands in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.